Thanks, Kazi. Congratulations, Quinny. Very well deserved. You've obviously been a part of the Proteas for several years now and have become a very valuable player for them. Just in terms, though, of fulfilling your potential as an international cricketer, if we say that 10 is totally fulfilling your potential in terms of what you know you yourself measure, where do you think you are at the moment out of 10?
Hi, Ken. Look, I think at the moment, if I had to rate myself at the moment, especially off this last season, I think I was only about 6.5, to be honest. I think I had too many starts and not converted enough. If I was tough on myself, if I had to be honest, so that was, I think, 6.5. I'd love to do better, you know, convert a lot of my starts into bigger runs. So that's mainly about it. So yeah, about a 6.5, I reckon.
Quinny, congratulations on all the awards. Speaking of all of them, do you feel that this past season you were stand out with the gloves behind the wickets, with a bat as well? Do you feel that there was a lot of weight on your shoulders in terms of that?
Look, I think at some point, I'm not going to lie, I actually enjoyed that extra responsibility. So I actually really enjoyed it, whether or not it was there or not. So yeah, I enjoyed that there was a little bit extra. I know what I can do. So I'm not surprised it's there. Obviously, like I said to Ken now, I wish I could have done better. So yeah, I'm sure, you know, I'm looking and I know what I did wrong and whatnot during this last season. And I just want to rectify for the next season. So, but towards the end of the season, you can see the amount of potential coming through. Obviously, we saw guys like Yanomar Malan, Andre Klaassen, Lungi after his injury coming through, guy like Henrik Nikhil, all these guys, Temba obviously, these guys obviously they know they themselves want to be, they want that responsibility also be one of the better players in the team, not one of the better players, one of the best players in the world. That's what they're striving for, and it's good to have that around. It's I don't think it's healthy in a team where people are dependent on one or two players. So it's nice to have those guys coming through to help out on occasions.
Zahir?
Hi, Quinny. Congratulations on all your awards. From a test perspective, Graham's obviously said that you can't be captain of the test side, but you're still a senior player in that side. Do you basically now go forward and say where you want to bat, particularly we know that in the past you wanted to bat a bit higher. Does that conversation come up this season that where you bat in the test side?
Yeah, to be honest, me and Bouch, we had like a very informal chat. I told him, look, I don't know how I feel about being test captain. Also, I think it's, you know, the reality is that's just too much for me to handle, and I know that, and I realize that. I just thought, no, that's a bit too much for me to handle. Obviously, being keeper, captain, and just for the ODIs, I don't need that. When it comes to test cricket, I don't need all that stress upon me. For myself, I could see it from a mile away that I didn't need that on top of my shoulders. Playing test cricket, obviously me wanting to come up to order, didn't need all that extra hard work. No hard work, just the pressure. So we had a very informal chat, me about, very, very informal, I must tell you. And then to come to it, I was actually pretty pleased that came up. I'm pretty happy with the way it went, with the way they went about it.
And just but in terms of where you want to bat, is there any? Do you have a particular number in mind?
No particular number. I think me and Bart have a very good relationship, and we spoke about it before. I think we're gonna. We wanted to push me higher up in the batting rankings. But obviously with, you know, team selection stuff, it's a little bit difficult. And then we finally got down to number 5, and, you know, it came out, and I think I'm pretty much happy at number 5. But that's only for now. I mean, things can change. Maybe I could bat number 4. To be honest, I don't know what could happen in the future. But for now, it's number 5, my last game. I was very comfortable there. I thought I felt like I could score big hundreds at that number. So for now, I think that's the place where I need to bat at the moment. But I mean, you know, things could change. You never know what could happen.
Stuart, and then we're going to take one more question. If you could please indicate on the column, on the chat column. Stu, you can go.
Quinny, just about last season, since you've been in the team, how hard was that season compared to any other season that you've had, especially given everything that happened around the team?
Yeah, obviously it was, initially it was obviously difficult. You know, there was a lot of changes, especially after World Cup. You know, I wasn't captain then, but for a guy like Faf, he had a lot of pressure put on him, and my thing was just to make sure I just back him. And that was it. And then obviously there was a lot of changes. It's always difficult, but I ended up finding a way mentally out to get past it. You look past all those difficult times. I mean, you know, playing for a high profile cricket team, it's, you know, you've gone through so many changes and so many difficult times that, you know, it almost becomes a norm getting past these difficult times. It was difficult at stages, but we got through it, which is the important thing.
Anybody for the last question, or can we wrap it up?
I'm not sure if you can see me. I'm raising my hand, whatever the case of it.
Go for it.
Thank you so much. Quinton, firstly, once again, to echo what my colleague is saying, congratulations, sir, with all the awards. Quinton, can I just ask you, just taking it forward now, can you give us an idea of how this past week was for you guys at the training camp? And maybe give us an idea of what is life like now in this new norm now. How do you guys do your training? How's things going with the ball? Just a bit of idea so that we can understand what is life like now with you guys training now. This past week is finishing.
Look, I could be honest, or I could be, but I'll give you my honest opinion. I've done nothing, to be honest. Lockdown has been, you know, lockdown. To be honest, I haven't done anything. I've just obviously kept up with fitness, done my training in the gym and whatnot, but I haven't hit a ball yet. There's still, you know, there's still so much time until the next serious cricket game is going to happen. So to go back to training is, well, serious training is, don't know when it's when it needs to happen. I mean, we can go back into hitting balls for now, but then, you know, we can actually end up hitting balls for no reason. You understand? So that's where I feel like I'm at the moment. So, you know, I'm sure other guys have trained. I'm not sure, but look, for me to have, look, this little bit of lockdown, I must be honest, I kind of needed it. I needed a little break just to spend time with myself, my family, friends, you know, do my own thing. And I've really taken to it. I've really enjoyed it. I try to really stay away from cricket. But as soon as we get the full go ahead, when serious cricket's going to happen, then I'll get back into it. Not too sure when it's going to happen. But as soon as we get the go ahead, then I'll get back into it ASAP.
So, sorry, Quinny, were you not part of the 45 men high performance squad that were training this past week, though?
Yeah, obviously we're all part of the squad. But the thing is, it's because of regulations, hard to have such a big squad in a certain environment. So, and obviously I'm based in a very remote place. You know, there's not much cricket around where I live. So I've just been around, just doing my own little fitness, just keeping making sure my fitness up to date. You know, practice, I think, you know, it's almost becomes muscle memory. So I haven't really taken training. Like I said, for me at this point in my career, I think a break is more important than actually training.
So, once again, I just have a follow-up question, the last question to the skipper, if possible. I just want to ask him, Quinton, how do you see the game now with the current climate at the moment? You being a wicketkeeper, I know you want to stay away from cricket at the moment, but going forward, if you guys eventually start training, how do you see the game being in the current climate at the moment, especially with issues around the ball, the COVID environment, does it?
Look, I must be honest. I think cricket's going to be tough. You know, professional games are going to be tough to be played. I mean, we have so many regulations and whatever it is the government allows us to play. And look, if we could play a game or two and, you know, get to clear about, that's great. But, you know, if I have to be realistic, you know, I don't foresee cricket being played in a while. I'm talking at least a month. Obviously, we've got the three game thing. So we'll play that. But then afterwards, professional, at least international cricket. I don't know how it's going to, from my point of view. Obviously, you've got guys like Jock and Graham. They're on it. I haven't been part of their conversation, so I don't really know. But I'm sure they're on it. I'm sure they're keen to get some cricket played. You know, this lockdown has been, I've really enjoyed the lockdown. But, you know, there comes to a point where I also want to get back on the field and stop playing. So at the moment, to be honest, I'm very unsure. I'm putting the clouds on what's going on.